Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Minan.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It's Wednesday, January 12th, 2011.
Episode 6.48, the divisional round preview show.
This time it's personal.
Again.
Yeah, that's where we are, folks. We've got four fantastic games, divisional championships. We've actually got divisional rivals facing off in two of the games. And in fact, the AFC side features that.
And how about Tom Brady? Let's just play the game. he's done with people saying stuff about him.
You know,
apparently Antonio Cromartie said something about him.
A lot of people are saying stuff about him.
I said stuff about him too, but he didn't take offense to what I said.
I think it's interesting that his approach is not to ever fire back. It's just to ignore.
Yeah,
try and ignore.
It
don't work.
Let's see.
We're
going to
break
coaches down
all four games. We got more coaching carousels
coaching
coming
news,
on.
All four games.
We got
picks,
new injuries.
We're
going
to try and keep this to an hour.
1 hour show, folks. So buckle on. Grab
because
a hold.
We got.
Sit down.
We got.
Shut up.
We got chastised for doing an hour and a half show for four games.
By whom?
I don't know.
I didn't see that.
Somebody on Twitter.
Twitter?
Yeah.
Some tweet upset that we spent an hour and a half, and it was, I think it was actually more than an hour
and
a half.
It was. It was 1:39.
Yeah, I was thinking it was a little more than an hour and a half. You're selling us a little short in your hating of us. So if you're going to hate us, do it properly. That's all I ask, for heaven's sake.
All right.
Steven, it was 1 hour, 50 minutes, and 23 seconds.
Wow.
Okay? So get it right. It wasn't an hour and a half, you boob.
Maybe he did get it right, and I just misspoke.
All right. Well, in that case, you're the boob, and let's get on with the program.
Yeah, I did misspeak. He said 2 hours for four games? Come on,
guys.
Oh,
now you're exaggerating now. Yeah. It wasn't 2 hours. It was an hour, 50 minutes.
Don't exaggerate.
Don't mean an exaggerator. We don't tolerate them around here.
We got lots of stuff, and we'll bring it all to you in a moment.
Soon.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. All right, Jeffrey, before we get to NFL news,
I got to
say that I am back on the wagon.
Steven is back on the wagon. He hasn't had any drugs or alcohol in how long now?
Ever.
Okay, so how long would that be?
Well, I did have a couple shots when we were in London.
That is true. We want to thank Officer
Chris.
Officer Chris was awesome. Buying shots for a guy who doesn't drink. You're an officer of the law, Chris. Come on.
No, it's funny because Chris is always, it's always like this with Chris. He's like, you want anything? I'm like, no, I'm good. And then he just brings
Then he comes back with a couple of shots.
And, you know, now I'm not going to refuse him. He's got a shot. He wants that we clank the glass and we take our shots.
So.
And the next thing I know, we've been there
for 4 hours.
He's
doing Jägermeister bombs.
Well, that was the kids. That was the kid, the kids? Yeah.
You can't refer to alcohol in children.
Okay.
You'll get the wrong impression.
Okay, they're
relative
college
to us,
students.
Young people.
They're kids.
Of
okay?
legal age.
Yes, of
they've
legal
been
age.
Carded.
Legal drinking age. There was no inappropriate selling of alcohol at a very nice place where we were. But college youth.
Poor cafe.
How
let's
about
just
that?
Call it what it is.
College youth.
College youths, and you know what college youths will do.
And so they were like, and I'm not a Red Bull guy.
No.
So
no, I've never had a Red Bull in my life.
Jägermeister thing, dropping the thing in the
I didn't know
Bull
what I was tasting. I didn't know what was Red Bull and what
was
Jägermeister.
It was a weird sensation.
Because I've never had Jägermeister either.
I
only know it from
it was
the
a
hangover.
It was a very weird drink. I don't know if I'll do it again.
It didn't hurt.
It didn't.
It was, you know, it was supposed to be some like knockout drink that's gonna like push you into the hangover kind of movie, and I just found it like, okay, whatever. Where's my beer?
Well, you know, I'm working out again, and today
that was all about you working out.
Yesterday was the first workout, and today it was round two. And
when do you start two a days?
Gosh, I could barely do one a days right now.
That women's mini multivitamin one a days, you can barely do any
I
of those.
Barely do one.
All right.
There will be no two a days.
Okay. Well,
unless,
I was just trying to keep us close to football.
Unless I get to say April and I need to still, you know, lose some more weight.
What happens in May?
Well, that's when you start going to the beaches and stuff, and you know, you gotta look good. You gotta be able to take the shirt off and rock the body.
and be like,
and
you know,
suspect that come May you're gonna be able to rock that body.
I'm gonna rock the body.
That body. Yeah. What body? I mean, are you buying this costume that you're gonna wear?
No. 45 pounds by May.
See, Steven, the goal, you gotta go slow.
You just need to just jump on the bandwagon. Don't discourage.
I'm not hating. I'm not discouraging.
That's what it sounds like.
I want
it. Just jump on the bandwagon. Just jump on it.
Okay.
Say you're jumping on it.
I'm on the bandwagon.
Go
I've never
for it,
had
Steven.
So much fun in my life.
Say, go for it,
Steven.
There you go.
Make the most unhealthy life choices you could possibly make and die young. Okay, there. I said it. Boy, I feel so much better.
All right.
Steven, losing weight rapidly can be dangerous. That's all I'm saying. I want you to stay with me.
It won't be dangerous.
I want my buddy to be around.
Okay, thank you. I want to be around. But
we don't
want you to be round.
We want you to be around.
I'm not just going to it willy-nilly. You know,
All right.
I've got
He's got a plan.
I got a plan.
And you've cleared this with a doctor.
Yes.
Well, there it is. Then I'm all good.
And as long as... And see, the thing is, I have to drop 40 before I'm allowed to run again. Right now, I'm just doing speed walking.
Right.
The reason I messed up my leg was because all of the weight that I was putting on my leg when I was running.
Exactly.
And I was running. I wasn't doing like a jog. I was running. Sprinting.
And the funny thing about the body, it has to absorb the pounding that it's taking.
Right. So that has, you know, been taken off the charts. That won't happen until I lose 40 pounds from now. So, and then I can start running again. And that's what I'm excited for. Because this whole walking business, speed walking business, yeah, I'm not very happy with it.
Yeah.
But that's what I got to do, and I will do it. And I will finally get to the run. When I get to the running,
I do what I'm told.
I will be very happy. But anyways, there you go. You can see tweets on, you know, S-T-E Miranda. Is my Twitter name.
And
I'm just going to change it to Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
Yeah.
I
don't know if Steven Miranda was allowed.
Probably not.
I think that's
available
what it was
at the time.
No. It's just that it was too long, I think, when I tried it.
Jeff Ellis, Steven Miranda. They don't care about how long it
is.
Yes.
I have a very long last name, dude.
Miranda.
Yes. Yours is just Ellis.
M-I-R-A-N-D-A,
and yours, J-E-F-F.
Seven letters, E-L-L-I-S, five letters. Didn't know
and
that.
And then there's another couple letters in the first name. You're J-E-F-F.
S-T-E-V-E-N, six.
There you go.
Versus four.
So that's
you're
four.
You're two letters more. That's four,
four
letters. And then the space, and your space should be bigger. I am.
No,
thanks for noticing.
All right, let's get to some...
Boom. Of the day.
NFL news.
And in the NFL news, we must begin with the magical
Cleveland Browns.
The magical carousel. Come on board, one and all.
I don't. Stop.
The magical carousel.
Stop it. I don't want that carousel.
I don't give a rat's butt what you want.
Give
it's
me the
a
other
carousel.
One.
I don't get it.
Give me the other one. Come on.
Don't got it. Don't got it.
Oh, man.
Can't make something appear that ain't there.
From now on, that carousel does never play again.
Well, you know what?
I want the other one.
It may be done because
we have filled. You used to play the other one.
I did, and then I found a better one that
no,
was more accurate.
No, I want the other one.
I've heard nobody support you in this, Steven.
I don't care.
I know you don't care, but when I have the support of the people and it's what I like,
okay,
guess
the support
what?
Of the people. Where are the people supporting you on this?
I've gotten multiple emails.
Well, share them with me. I would like to see them at some point. And you
That's
know what?
It, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Yeah, game
Let's
over.
Get on
and
with
at
it,
some
man.
Point, even when you do show them to me, I still don't care.
I know. So why bother?
Fine. I'll find the other one and I'll play it then.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Anyways, what are you talking about? There's still... This is about the Browns. The Broncos
the
still need a player?
The carousel is almost done. We've got the Raiders and the Broncos bringing up the rear. And okay. That's going to fill out the carousel of love for this season thus far, for the 2011 season.
Well, the St. Louis Rams offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, is believed to be coming to Cleveland to become the Cleveland Browns
head
coach.
It seems like a fait accompli. And my
fait accompli.
My concern here is that
he's got a concern.
Well, it's a legitimate concern. I think what Steve Spagnuolo has done there in St. Louis is terrific. And I think for the young Sam Bradford, and the rest of that young team, it's going to be a big blow.
You're feeling bad for Bradford that already, yeah, after his first year.
You're going to lose your defensive coordinator.
You need an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
You said defensive.
Defensive, I did.
Offensive coordinator.
In Green Bay, he was a defensive coordinator, right, so I misspoke. No, that's what his dad did. Dang.
Don't get him confused.
The Shermers and the Harbaughs, enough already. Dang.
Stop getting him confused. So anyways,
it's all a family thing.
Offensive coordinator, but he looks like he's had to become head coach. I say go for it. I do feel sorry for the Rams. I feel sorry for Bradford.
Yep.
But you know what? This is a...
It's a great move for him.
It's a move that happens.
It is. That's the way the NFL works, is that if you have success at one level, you're going to move up, and you're going to be given opportunities.
Yes.
And he was clearly successful in St. Louis with the offense there. And what they did is really terrific. And so he deserves the opportunity. And if he feels like he can work alongside Mike Holmgren to build something significant there, I just want to say a big ha-ha to the people that were insisting that Mike Holmgren was going to somehow come out and coach this Cleveland Browns team. Never bought it for a second.
Nobody was insisting.
It's just a backhanded ploy. He said he's going to find the best person possible. And he means himself, because he didn't rule himself out of ever being a head coach again. Therefore, that's all he's looking for, is this little way. That's bull crap. He is very content in his job. He wants someone to work with.
It's opinionated Jeff, people. He's coming out tonight.
Opinionated Jeff. When has he ever sat on the sidelines? Come on. And so now you've got a 45-year-old guy working with a older guy to build a great team. I'm not calling him old at all, but I'm saying
I like the generation gap between Holmgren. The generation is the disintegration of the generation.
What Steven said, yes, only times two.
Disintegration of the generation. That's what you put them together.
And you get that.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
All right. Tom Brady.
Any other coaching? Was that it for the carousel for now? Wow.
He basically...
What about John Fox interviewing with the Broncos? Come on.
Okay, he interviewed
Foxy's looking around. See, this could be wrapping up soon, and we'll have the Raiders just hanging out for a while.
Yes, they finally met with ex-Panthers head coach John Fox.
I think it's a great match.
I don't know.
I do. I like Foxy. I think he's good.
You were just a disappointment in Carolina. Why go be a disappointment in Denver?
He was eventually a disappointment in Carolina. He built a really good team that went to a Super Bowl. Okay, and then he had a
skajillion years ago.
Yeah, and then he had a quarterback implode on him, and you can't really predict when that's going to happen, when someone's going to go all Jake DeLame on you.
Yes.
You don't know. And when your quarterback goes...
Do you know what the 404 error page is on our website?
I don't even know what a 404 error is, aside that I see them occasionally on the internet.
When you go to a web page,
right, and it directs you somewhere.
And the first part of so the domain exists.
Okay.
So in our case, NFLRNR.com, it exists. But then you do slash, say, Boogie, and Boogie isn't there, you get a 404 error.
No matter what the site. Okay.
So you can go to NFL.com/Boogie.
I'm doing boobs because I prefer to see boobs.
And so
I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, which it should. So apparently there is some content that's going to be downloaded soon.
No.
So if you go to NFLRNR.com/boobs, good things might happen.
Why is your web so slow? Let's try mine over here.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah. All right.
So, Whoops. You got the 404. Dude, Jake DeLome just threw another INT. Wow, that's funny.
Yes. So basically, you can customize that 404 for whatever domain. If you go to another website, they'll say 404 error.
Why does it have to be 404?
Because that's the error. That is the error known for
generated by
a page that does not exist.
But like what coding system generates this error?
HTML.
HTML?
Yes.
Okay, so it's an HTML
error. That basically you get, you know, because before, if you went to a page that didn't exist, you just get 404 error. And you're like, what the heck is that? Well, now what you can do as a domain, you personalize it so that you let the people know you're looking for something that doesn't exist.
And Steven wrote this. Guess you just learned that surfing the web ain't as easy as it looks. And right now, you're as lost as Browns quarterback Jake DeLome. Not to worry, my friend. Simply look at your options below, and soon you'll be back out there riding the internet waves again and consider taking another QB while you're at it. Hit the back button on your browser, just like a mulligan, and you get to do it again. This is funny, Steven.
It is.
Head over to the homepage with a little link there, or punt.
There you go.
But there's nothing. I can't click on punt. That doesn't do anything.
You can't. Well, what I thought of doing was if you click punt, it closes your internet browser. But then I figured
it unleashes a virus. Yeah.
No, then people will be like, what did I just do?
He's got a video, and this will segue us to more NFL talk. Yes. It actually shows a clip of Devin Hester taking it to the house, which is why the Chicago Bears are going to beat the Seattle Seahawks. Because Pete Carroll announced today, I am kicking a Hester.
Well, I think that you've already picked your challenge game then.
It's my challenge game to pick, if I'm not mistaken, because I'm a loser.
And I think you
that's the only one we differ on?
Because if that's who you're picking, that's who you're picking? You're picking the Bears.
My picks are going to be highly dependent on your picks.
Are you picking the Bears?
If you're taking the Seahawks. Don't you understand how this works?
So basically what you're saying is that for the next 3 weeks, you're just going to go opposite me.
I've got a question for you, Steven. How many games remain?
3 weeks.
How many games? Not how many weeks. How many games remain?
Seven.
Seven games remain.
Yes.
How many games do I have to make up?
Three.
Three games I have to make up. And I have to be dead on right
but
on all
think
three.
About, think of it this way. You've got one this week. You got one next week. And then you got the Super Bowl. So for 3 weeks, there's only three games that we're going to have to differ on if you want to make it a tie.
I need to make it a tie for sake of my dignity.
There you go. So that's three games. One this week.
Does anybody really want to see me get black eyes from man boobs? I'm serious. The man's got me running.
In a Speedo. A 40.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, everything from the lower thigh down is some of the most handsome specimen of mankind you'll ever see, aside from Michelangelo's David.
My knees are great. My calves
are fantastic.
Really?
Well, again, if you're a larger person, your calves are rock solid, aren't they?
I got some
Are
pretty
your
nice
calves rock solid? My God, I'm feeling Steven's calves right now. You know why they're rock solid? Because of what they have to support up top.
Dude, I've been a runner all my life.
And I was a swimmer. But my calves are serious specimens.
Okay.
And I think it's because they have to support a load.
Well, you know.
And my feet are just things that, you know, a lot of people have to hide their feet. Some people I've considered foot modeling.
Foot modeling. Because you got baby girl feet.
I've got gorgeous feet, man. I've got gorgeous feet. They never smell. And they're beautiful. So what are you going to do? So everything from the lower thigh down is awesome. But from there up, I'd like to think what from the neck up is okay, plays fine in Philly, that's for sure. But in between, not as good.
Yeah.
Not as good. My arms are too long. My fingers are really stubby.
Yeah, you got some. What in the world? They're my dad's. Because your kids don't have your
horrible. No, thank God. They inherited their moms. They got their mom's good looks. They got their mom's fingers and stuff, athletic ability. Mm-hmm.
They did get their mom's webbed toes, though.
Keratin. Only the boy did.
Okay, only the boy got it? I see.
So, right. Which is, again, it's so ironic. The Karen and I, personality-wise, are so similar.
Yes.
And Jordan Didi are so similar, and he picked up even the weird idiosyncrasies like the webbed toes. That's pretty weird. I mean, how similar are you to your own kids? But anyways, it was declared by...
Do not kick to Hester! Do not kick to Hester!
It was declared that Pete Carroll says, today, I'm going to kick to Hester. What choice do I have?
With his special teams? He's got some pretty good special teams.
That's maybe what he's saying. He's not afraid. Yeah. He ain't scared of no ghost.
Why be?
Because ghosts are scary.
I'm taking Seattle.
Hey, filming began on Ghostbusters 3.
They were out on Lake Avenue.
So they were filming
Lake
at the
Avenue
filling station?
At the filling
That's
station.
What that was
that
today?
Was them. That was them. They had the car and stuff.
GB. Oh, my gosh.
Ghostbusters.
I didn't
four.
Really.
They were there.
Three, I think. Is it really
no,
four?
No, it's four, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, you're right. The first two were good.
Yes,
and
the third one was
horrible.
Like nobody saw.
Well, for good reason. It was horrible. And, I mean, Bill Murray, if you guys haven't seen.
So? She's a dog. I still love that line.
Was that in Ghostbusters 3?
No, that was the first one. Remember Sigourney Weaver? She turns into
the
dog
Sigourney.
Up at the top.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, soap,
She's a dog.
What are you going to do? I mean, she's still hot, and there you go. And men have needs.
Oh, there's and Bill Murray. He was just awesome in that
movie.
And
do you know how freaking old he is now?
Like 60?
High 60s.
High? No.
Yeah. I'll find out for certain. But no, trust me.
But I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Jeffrey, the Minnesota Vikings, apparently they've been talking with the state of Minnesota and the city, and they're saying that they're willing to pay one-third of the costs for a roofless stadium. What?
Okay. Okay. I got a little lightheaded on that one. Little lightheaded. Wow. What is it about people in Minnesota that you do not understand that it is not humanly possible to be outside for that long in the elements?
Well,
forget it's unkind to your players. From a fan's point of view, I know those people are tough.
The team, the Vikings, Ziggy Wolf.
Yeah.
They're willing to pay a third of a stadium.
Roofless.
No. Stadium. But they just don't want it's the roof
that the roof is the expense.
Right. So they're saying we'll pay a third of the stadium. If you guys want to put a roof on it, fine.
That's your business.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that Ziggy Wolf actually says that he's willing.
They played a game out there. And
how did that work out?
But that field, Jeffrey, was
I'm not talking about that field not having subterranean heat
there you
or
go.
Anything like
so
that.
If you build an actual field that's supposed to be outdoors and you're going to play in it, you're going to have the heating and all that stuff, and you make it good. Yeah, you can do it. Green Bay does it. Chicago does it. New York does it. Philly does it. They all play outside
the
in
only
the cold
places
and
that,
the snow.
The only places that rival the cold that that Minnesota has.
Buffalo does it. It gets cold up there. Trust me, I know.
Why is it, Stephen, that when
but,
I... Yeah, you don't know.
But I've heard.
Bill Murray's 60, by the way. I which he's an old 60.
I nailed the 60, thank
he's an
you.
An old 60.
Yeah, I was like 60.
But, dude, did you see him in... I know he was a zombie for a long time in Zombieland USA. You still haven't
still
seen that?
I've still not seen Zombieland.
It he's looked, terrific
the,
in it.
I gotta move past the trailers. Every time I see the trailer, I'm like, it just looks so stupid.
It's highly entertaining.
But is it stupid?
Nope. It's quite clever and funny.
Okay.
And freaking
and I don't like
hilarious.
Zombies either. They
well, there's a
the,
lot of them
they
in
give
here.
Me the creepy creepies.
Well, you might have the creepy creepies because there's a lot of them.
Yeah. I don't like creepy creepies. I don't know if you know this about me or not, Jeffrey.
I didn't.
I do not like getting scared.
Well, I noticed when I came in and I put the bottle of Diet Pepsi on your back and you jumped.
Well, I was good. It was...
It was
I
cold.
Jumped
I know.
It was freaking,
but it also started. There was a startled response.
I just got.
Too.
I saw you walking in. It was not that I was startled because I can't believe.
Because I put something really cold on your back.
Yeah, and you've never done anything like that before.
No, I haven't. I was trying to be obnoxiously entertaining and new and amusing. And it failed, okay?
Because I had just finished my workout and I'm burning up.
Which I knew because my phone went off with all these Twitter tweets.
Twitter tweets?
Yeah. And so I knew that. So I suspected you might be hot. And so I thought something cold on your back would be kind of funny and ironic and amusing, and it wasn't. It was annoying. And so it's, you know, what are you going to do? So,
well, just remember this, Jeffrey. What I learned doing my stand-up, my brief stint doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Not everything works, buddy.
Oh, trust me. I know that. Now, I'm going to give you three actors, and you're going to tell me who's the oldest. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Three comedic actors mm-hmm. of the same genre and time frame. Generation, and who is the oldest? So the three actors, Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, and Bill Murray.
Chevy Chase.
Older than Steve Martin.
I would think so.
Did you see his last movie, which was terrific?
Steve Martin?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Steve Martin. It's Steve Martin or Chevy Chase.
It's Chevy Chase.
It's Chevy Chase. Yeah, I knew it was Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase is 67.
I was going to say 68, but yeah.
Dang, you're good at this game.
Yeah.
You're good at this game.
I love my celebrities. I'm a movie hound.
I'm a movie hound. I just don't know how old
no,
people are.
No, no. You are a cinema beautiful movie hound.
I am
I'm just a movie hound.
I'm a movie snob. I'll give you that.
Okay. Well, yeah. I wasn't trying to use the word snob because I don't like it.
It You can use it with me if depending on what you're talking
about. You're a movie snob. You're a beer snob. You're a TV snob. You're a radio snob. You're a music snob. Stop me when you want.
I'm so far right on page with you, bud.
You agree with all those.
I'm a clothes snob?
Not so much. You've worn the same sweater for 80 years.
Oh, you're talking about the Golden Boy sweatshirt?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but how long have you had that since you were 16?
16 is when I got that for my birthday.
Yes. That's 30 years, buddy.
I'm only 35. It's 29 years.
What?
It's only 29 and a half years.
Oh, okay. You're only 35? That's what we're selling today?
Oh, am I 45? I'm not good at math. So how old is it?
It's 30 years. If you got it when you were 16.
And I'm not 30. I'm not 46.
I thought you were 46.
I'm 45, bro.
Okay, 29 years.
And a half.
30 years. You've had the sweater.
Oh, we're playing the rounding episode again? That was such a popular episode, the rounding episode.
Yes.
But I thought it was so educational for people to understand that we're rounding, that once you hit the number 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9, you round up. If it's 4, 3, 2, or 1, you round down. This show is so important for the fabric of America, for the children, Stephen.
Okay.
You can say I'm also condescending.
A little. Just a little.
That's okay.
Are we done with the Vikings offering to pay for one-third of a roofless
stadium? The Minnesota Twins playing a place that's uninhabitable by men.
What?
The Minnesota Twins. It's so freaking cold there.
But they don't play in winter.
This is my point! The coldest place, when I did geriatric work and I ran a day program and I was the program director, we would do the news, and with the news of the day was the weather of the day. And I would every day, what is the coldest place in America? And because these people were at various levels of dementia, several people would always know the answer. And there's a certain place, I don't remember anymore, in Minnesota that is every day like the coldest place on earth.
Mission?
No.
No, it's I just saw that commercial where they where Chrysler tests their cars in the snow because it's like the coldest place
Yakutsk
ever.
Yakutsk.
Yeah, no.
Is the coldest city on earth.
That's in Russia though.
Yes, it is. Coldest city in America. Okay. It's International Falls, Minnesota.
That's it. International Falls.
That's what I just said.
I said Madison or Mission. Something like that.
And the next is Duluth, Minnesota.
Okay.
Okay, so when you list off the coldest places in the United States of a freaking America, you've got coldest hail-prone cities, Tulsa, Oklahoma, tornado states. Oklahoma comes in second. Thunderstorms.
No, Oklahoma. We're coldest.
I know.
You're getting sidetracked.
Alaska. This is interesting. Tornado-prone cities, Oklahoma City, and then Tulsa, Oklahoma. Lightning-prone states, Florida. Florida lists up on a lot of these. Safest lightning states, third is California. You're not likely to get hit by lightning in Washington, Oregon, or California, or Idaho. The West Coast does not get all-time hottest temperatures. Death Valley, 134. Ooh! Okay.
134.
But here's the thing. Okay, so here's the 10 coldest cities. How few of these are where we should have the coldest place in America, which is Alaska? Okay, but no, they don't even rank anywhere. International Falls, Minnesota, Duluth, and this is the average.
Just give me the list. You're killing me with stopping every 2 seconds.
The average annual temperature in Fahrenheit, 36 degrees. It's the average daytime temperature.
Okay.
That's pretty cold.
Keep going, please.
Duluth, Minnesota. Caribou, Maine. Marquette, Michigan. Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Fargo, North Dakota. Williston, North Dakota. Alamosa, Colorado. Bismarck, North Dakota. St. Cloud, Minnesota.
So three Minnesotas and three North Dakotas.
But in all fairness, two Michigans, right in the top Michigans. Five.
Yes.
And so what does that tell you? And in Michigan, do they play football outdoors?
It tells me that I do not want to live in Michigan, Minnesota, or North Dakota.
Right. Pretty much.
That's what it's telling me.
The whole list is Michigan, North Dakota, or Minnesota with a Colorado thrown in. But again, Colorado has the Rockies in it. The Colorado Rockies, not the baseball team, the actual mountain range.
Yes, I know the
So atop the mountain range could be where this place is, Alamosa. Certainly sounds like a mountaintop. And
Jeffrey, mimosa is a drink. Okay, that is not the city.
Mimosa.
Isn't that what you said?
But, dude, 10 coldest states. Alaska, North Dakota, all Maine, Minnesota. All this to
Minnesota. Say Minnesota don't, should have a dome.
Yes!
You who Does hate
Michigan?
Domes. You who have hated domes all of your life.
Detest.
You who have yelled at people who wanted to have Super Bowls in a dome. You who did I've not like Ford Field Super Bowl because it was in a dome. You yeah. who don't want a dome.
In, I get frustrated with yes. New Orleans as well because it's
New Orleans.
But part of it is an insane jealousy that they don't give LA the Super Bowl anymore. So I'm like, you know, you don't have to play in a dome if you want warm weather.
There's no football team here, Jeffrey.
I know, and I
which
think
is a good
is
segue
lame.
To this. The downtown LA group eyes a team, and it says that after the negotiations of the CBA, and once that is done,
yeah,
the team is coming here, Jeffrey. That is what they're saying.
I know we're picking up steam, and I know that we're no more than two seasons, three seasons most away. Our good friend, we covered this in the last show, that Sam Farmer reported that there was a naming agreement in place for something in the neighborhood of $20 million a year for the new stadium, whatever yeah. it is. As long as it's downtown L.A., there is naming rights in place for wow. $20 million.
Okay, I'll do it.
Pretty sweet. So, again, when you get things like that.
Not a lot, though.
What does it cost to build the stadium? You need $1 billion at least.
Right.
$1 billion and some change is what you're going to need to buy to build the stadium. When you're getting $20 million annual, that's pretty good. That's just revenue that's coming in that has nothing to do with having events at the facility.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But I would think that
the naming rights. You know, remember Jerry Jones wanted $40 million at one point for the Dallas Stadium.
I think it was $50 million a year.
And then the stock market Phoenix, just crashed.
University of Phoenix paid almost $30 million a year for the Phoenix Stadium where the Arizona Cardinals
well,
play.
Well, again, where is such a diverse institution supposed to have a stadium named after itself, you know, when you are the largest online university in the
Too
world?
Too bad they don't have a football team.
But they have virtual football.
So they play like a virtual football team from like DeVry?
They absolutely. DeVry
and
Institute,
ITT Tech.
ITT Tech. Dude, it is called the ACI conference. You apparently aren't aware of this.
I am not.
Yes, the Asinine Conference International is what it stands for. And all of your online institutions participate
all
in this.
I'm just saying it is big money.
Athletics.
Stadium's going to be done. We're
going
to have
awesome.
A team.
I'm excited. But that means that we lose our doubleheaders on TV when we have home games.
What's wrong with that?
That always drove me crazy.
Well, I'm going to be covering
the Rams and the Raiders.
I'm
going to
be covering the team for someone, so I'm going to be at the stadium anyways.
Which means you're missing other games. I
so
hate
we record
missing
them.
Games.
Record.
I hate missing games.
Gotta
what, record the Red Zone channel? What am I supposed to record?
Record
How do
something.
I do it?
I don't know.
How do I do it? I don't know.
Record the best games of the week.
I don't like being locked in. If this team played on Saturday nights, I'd be all over
you're
it.
A boob.
Dude, it's about I have become an NFL
I
junkie.
I like this list that they have here, Jeffrey. It is the name of the teams that have called Southern California home since 1926.
In what capacity?
As a football team.
Okay. Do they have the
1926?
Do they have the Suns on there?
The Los Angeles Buccaneers.
Nice.
Were an NFL team back in 1926. What did you say?
The Suns.
The Southern California Suns.
Yes! Played at Anaheim.
From 74
Stadium.
To 75.
And
World Football
I went
League.
To every single one of their home games. They had like three.
Yes.
I think
I
they
like
played an
eight-game
game season, Steve.
The Los Angeles Dons.
Oh, that there you got the right? Godfather thing going at the end.
That's
I'm
it.
Like, where are you going with this?
Yeah, it's,
okay,
it's the Godfather, the Dons, right?
I've got a
football team.
I've got a team, and you'll want to see them. Come here. Why are you talking to me like this?
Do you know this team? The Orange County Ramblers?
Orange County Ramblers! No, never
No?
Heard of
okay. They
when
apparently
did they play?
They played in the Continental League from 1967 to 1968.
We moved to Orange County in 68.
Oh, okay, so there
so
you go.
And I was three, so, you know, my subscription to the LA Times hadn't started yet.
1983 to 1985 in the USFL, the Los Angeles Express.
LA Express, remember the helmets even.
Three arena football teams have called Southern California home.
Avengers.
The Los Angeles Cobras, the Los Angeles Avengers, and the Anaheim Piranhas.
The Piranhas. Those were cool helmets,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the Piranhas were pretty cool. And in 2001, the XFL had the Los Angeles Extreme
home XFL
of He Hate Me.
He Hate Me?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
They were allowed to put anything on the back of their jersey.
Right.
And the dude put He Hate Me. He was a running back.
Nice.
Put it on the back of his jersey. Became really popular and actually made it to the NFL. I don't even remember the dude's name, but he played a little bit in the NFL.
Wow.
He Hate Me. You don't remember He Hate Me?
Nope.
He Hate Me was big.
There's Rod Smart.
There you go. Rod Smart. That's the dude right there.
I didn't know we were thinking of the same guy. Honestly, I just looked it up.
You Googled He Hate Me.
I'm honest.
Didn't you?
I cannot tell a lie.
You Googled He Hate Me.
I cannot tell a lie.
I love Google, though. He Hate Me.
And then eventually dumps you to Wikipedia. So Google's going to start to become irrelevant as long as Wikipedia is around.
You know what you need to do, Jeffrey?
No.
All right, check this out.
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, this is what you want to do. You want to have some fun. You got 30 minutes. You just want to have some fun. Just messing around. Go out to YouTube, all right? And then put two search words that have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
All right.
Like grandpa
chicken salad.
And the videos that pop up for that, man.
Here's Grandpa choking on chicken salad at his 80th birthday party. Wasn't that hysterical?
I found out today. Are you ready for this? 35 hours of video are uploaded every minute to YouTube.
Wow.
Okay, once again.
35 more than a day's
hours?
Worth of content is
yes.
uploaded how
every
often?
Every minute.
Oh, my Lord.
Every 60 seconds.
Where are they storing this?
On the moon?
We're doing an hour show. Let's not forget, right, before we get digressing too much. However, talking about mass storage needs, I suspect when you were at Disney, you did not have the opportunity to get over to the animation building and their offline archive, digital archive.
The big monster
computer. Giant robot.
Yes.
Did you ever see it?
I never saw it.
Okay. A giant robot that has everything stored on tape, basically.
Yeah.
And this giant robot, people would put in their search criteria, and they would find what it is, and that's what the image that they want. These are large, high-res files, generally 120 megs or bigger. And the robot just goes down this huge thing, finds the thing, and drops it in a little drawer, and then you can so there's offline storage. And that was I don't know, 10, 11 years ago. Yeah. Could you imagine the data center? I mean, then you have to have built-in backups off-site somewhere else?
Yeah, for YouTube. It's amazing. It's huge.
And do they make money or do they lose money?
YouTube?
Yeah.
I don't know. Charge money? Are there advertisers?
No, it's just advertising.
Yeah, it's advertising. They got to be making money.
I don't know. Advertising does not equal making money. You've got to cover your
expenses.
It would
for
us. Yeah, it would. Anyone? Bueller?
You know, we got an email from a dude.
Another gambling site that wants to advertise with us?
Yes, that too. God, but from a guy who was his father. Do you remember that email I forwarded to you? Did we ever contact him?
No.
We should.
Yeah. I didn't see the direct connection. His father was in another country and was like an accountant.
Yes.
But I didn't understand how we can make it profitable for them. I knew how we could take someone's money.
Website.
That I never have any trouble understanding how we can take people's money. I'm good at that.
We tell our listeners if they need some accounting done.
And they happen to be in Norway.
Germany.
It was a Northern European country.
It was Germany, I think.
Might have been.
Yeah, I think it was Germany.
But again, the base percent of our listeners that are in Germany is in the 5-7%, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but we have other people. They do web business.
Maybe. So maybe you're in the EC, or the EU, I should say, the European Union, and you got accountancy needs. There's 45% of our listeners in the EU, probably.
There you go.
Maybe.
Let's talk to them at least to find out what they're interested in doing.
We're also interested in your ideas. Give us a call, won't you? 1-800-592-5934.
All right, Jeffrey.
Operators aren't standing by. Remember, this isn't a free call.
I wanted to get into the whole Tom Brady thing, but we'll just forget it because he's not,
too dang good looking.
The Pittsburgh Steelers held Troy Polamalu out of practice today.
Ankle.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not bad either. It's Wednesday. And how much practice does Troy need to do what he does?
A lot. Okay, not really.
Not Troy. He's one of those rare cats that can get away with it.
He's going to be ready, and he's going to go. He's going to be ready. He's going to play. Everybody. Unless you're dead, you're not playing. You're playing in this football
game. If you are somebody who even has it enter your mind for a nanosecond that you not play in the Ravens-Steelers trifecta third rubber game.
Rubber match.
Rubber game, rubber match, whatever. If it even enters your mind for a nanosecond, you honestly are not on one of these teams.
Okay.
Because that is the type of competitor that you are if you're a Pittsburgh Steeler or if you're a Baltimore Raven.
Darn it. I'm not a Steeler or Raven. Those nanos, I mean, even smaller than a nanosecond. It was there.
But as Data said, for an Android, that's an eternity.
It is. It is. All right, Jeffrey, let's get to it. We'll start with Saturday morning or Saturday
rock
afternoon.
And roll all night.
Is that, oh my God,
party
that's the,
every
it's
day.
It's the first game, Jeffrey, Saturday.
Ravens Steelers, 1:30 p.m. CBS television. Hoo-ah!
Man, so you start
out
with
of
a
the
bang,
gate.
And you end with a bang.
Out of the gate. We've bookended the AFC Divisional Championships perfectly.
Yes.
We've got the first place team and the second place team. In other words, a wild card winner advanced out of each of these, out of the AFC East and the AFC North. And it is awesome. You have true divisional matchups on Divisional Championship weekend. I don't know who's talking.
I don't know who's talking either. But
look who's talking now. that's the new third John Travolta. Look who's talking movie. Look who's talking still. Look who won't stop talking.
You're a boob.
That's the kid at the age of 10. Look who won't stop talking.
Yeah, but didn't he get a sister at one point?
I stopped watching after the first.
It was Roseanne Barr.
And okay, that was, so she's making the circuit right now.
With what?
The talk show circuit.
Roseanne Barr?
Yes.
Doing what?
I'm not sure. But her standard book.
She's got
okay.
a book that come out, yeah.
Okay, well, here's her standard shtick. She's living in Hawaii now.
Okay.
And generally peaceably. Okay. But she lives on a nut farm. That's her little gag that she's got. She actually harvests macadamia nuts.
Okay.
In Hawaii. So I mean, she gets sure to walk that around her... saying that she lives on a nut farm, and you're all right. I did end up living on a nut farm. You're all correct. Jokes on me. Yeah, I'm living on a nut farm. Yeah, I've heard it twice now on like Letterman and Craig Kilborn. It was like, yeah, it wasn't funny the first time, Roseanne. Newsflash. Yeah. And then the girl that was on that show. We don't have time for this nonsense.
We don't.
It's on CBS's version of The View.
Yes, can we
get my mom showed me. Thanks.
Great.
Thanks.
Can we get the Steelers-Ravens?
Steelers-Ravens, the third time around of
trilogy.
Black and blue brawl football, the best of all worlds. These teams know each other. They don't hate each other. We're not talking about the AFC East, okay? We're talking about the AFC North, where they respect each other and honor each other's toughness and grittiness. And I was listening to John Madden today talking about this game, and John was saying that when you play a team the third time, so many people say you can do so much more because you know each other so well. And he says, and that is completely wrong. You actually do less because you're constantly second-guessing yourself. We ran this against him, and that didn't work. We ran this against him, and that didn't work. You end up taking your playbook and nearly cutting it in half. So what you actually see is less.
Speaking of that playbook, let me give you round one, part one of the trilogy. Week 4, October 3rd, Baltimore travels to Pittsburgh and beats the Rothless Burgerless Pittsburgh Steelers 17-14. Then fast forward. Give me a fast forward.
I wish you would have just give me a second. And
to week 13, December 5th. Pittsburgh travels to Baltimore, and they reverse the tables with the Steelers coming out on top 13-10. Listen to those scores again. Week 14, Baltimore 17, Pittsburgh 14, 3-point win. Week 13, Pittsburgh 13, Baltimore 10, a 3-point win. Do you see any similarities?
Do you see a trend here, people?
I predict, Jeffrey, 13, a 3-point win.
13-10. The over-under in this game is 36.5. I'm going to pull up the most recent numbers to make sure that we're up to the moment. The
take
weather
the under.
Is, even when it being that low.
Take I mean, that's, the under.
Yes, because trust me, the weather is also going to be a factor here, and we know points can be scored in weather. However, the weather for Heinz Field is expected to be 25 degrees and snowing. Okay?
Okay.
So just know that. The weather will be a factor everywhere except for the Silly Dome Stadium of Atlanta. And that's just, you know, what are you going to do? You know, I seriously have backed off of the dome thing, Steven. I have seriously done a 180 on that, and I'm supportive. I don't think all stadiums should be domes, but I think you need to take care of your fans.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds okay.
Do you know what I said?
I did.
Okay, I did?
You need it.
I did.
I do. You need to take care of your fans. I'm with you.
Wow. But Jeffrey, point swings.
I'm going to go back to last year. Are you ready?
All right, talk to me.
Are you ready?
Talk to me.
Week 16 of last year, the 2009 season, in Pittsburgh, 23, Baltimore 20.
And that, my friends, would be how many points?
3 points.
No, I mean the total.
Oh, 43.
And the over-under on this game is 37 now.
Yeah, but this was the year before.
Correct.
And then...
And there was a guy named Heinz Ward that was making a lot of plays.
On week 12 in Baltimore, Baltimore 20, Pittsburgh 17. A three-point game.
The line on this game, by the way, is the home team, Pittsburgh Steelers, by 3.5.
And you know what? Take the Ravens.
Take the Ravens.
This will
be a three-point
game. It's going to be a three-point
game. No matter who
game.
Wins, it's going to be 3 points. So if you take the Ravens, you're guaranteed to win.
Now I got to go back even one more year further.
But am I misreading this, Steven? I mean, it may be a stupid bet. But if you want to guarantee a win, you take the Ravens.
Wait a minute. December 14th of 2008.
Yeah.
In Baltimore, Pittsburgh 13, Baltimore 9. A four-point game.
Okay, but the last five meetings.
Then earlier in the season, Pittsburgh 23, Baltimore 20. I can't make this up.
No.
Okay? Now, they did play again in the conference championship.
Game.
Yes, last year, that year. Pittsburgh won by a little bit more. Pittsburgh 23, Baltimore 14.
Okay.
But that was the third time they met that year. So this is the second time in three seasons that the Steelers and the Ravens meet in three times.
And the first time, it was a 9-point Steelers victory.
And the Steelers swept. They won
all
three.
That's wild.
They won three games. I remember that. It's like, that can never happen.
You always split with the team when you play them twice. Well, they've already won twice, so that's not going to happen a third time. Yeah, it did.
It did.
And I think I picked that one. I'd like to think I picked that one. Because that was probably the year I took the Ravens. No, because the year I took the Ravens, they didn't make the playoffs.
Alrighty then. So, Steven, again, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I like the Pittsburgh Steelers in this game at home as well. Joe Flacco, I'm sorry, you are still too young. You have got mass experience, dude, and you've got more experience than most 24-year-olds do.
You know what the last thing I remember about Flacco, even though he performed admirably this past weekend against Kansas
What's
City,
that?
I remember him allowing himself to get strip-sacked by Troy Polamalu, which gave the Steelers the ball in a game that Baltimore was going to win.
Yeah.
And then the Steelers were able to get the short field. They scored a touchdown right at the end, and they hung on to win 13-10.
I tell you, the upgraded wide receiving core in Baltimore is something to behold.
But they've been largely irrelevant against the Steelers.
I think it's because the corner play is so strong there in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh allows the fewest points of any NFL team per average, and it's like 14.3 is the average, if I'm not mistaken.
In their first meeting, the leading receiver... this was week four without Ben Roethlisberger for the Ravens.
I guess it was Todd Heap.
It was actually Derek Mason, 80 yards. In the second meeting, it was Anquan Boldin.
Anquan
I think he put 110,
big...
120 yards, something like
That's pretty good. I hope
so,
it was more than one
play. But even with that, the Ravens, in their two games, have only put up 27 points against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm. That's amazing. I mean, the fact is nobody puts up a lot of points against
the
Steelers.
No. When these two teams play, it's I say it's going to be under because I think it's going to be another ugly 13-10.
I would agree with that.
13-12 game is going to be. I see a lot of field goals.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beat 'em up.
It is going to be what the NFL is all about. This is exactly what the NFL is all about. Yes. It is about this kind of football. I love it. I can't wait. As I said last show, when this game ended, what was it, week 16? All I was rooting for was overtime
week 13, I'm sorry.
Week 13. I did not want this game to end.
Yeah.
I could not. What time because was the, this the game? Ravens you have the had game a chance. Time there?
The Ravens had a chance to.
Why was this game sticking out? Was it a primetime game or something?
I don't know. I will tell you in
just a
moment. Because
it was really. I mean, I remember it being riveting and having my undivided attention.
I think it was Sunday Night Football.
There you go. It had to be because it had my undivided attention, and I didn't want it to end.
As far as memorable, it was a memorable of 91%.
What does that mean? There's 9% of people that are stupid?
Yeah, pretty much.
That it was as good a football game as it gets.
Yeah.
How does anyone forget this
so
game?
So there were 8,100 votes on it. Okay. You get to vote to see how memorable of a game it was to you, yeah. And you can rate it from 0 to 100.
So,
and the average is a 91. So that's pretty...
For this game.
For that game. Okay. For that one game.
The average, that'd be really weird. So can we rank the games from last year? Can we see a tally of... I wonder if you could click on that or something and have it go to for the year where they rank all the games.
Yeah,
because I suspect, I have a hard time believing that there was a more exciting game played this season. It was a nail biter. You were hanging on every single snap of the football. It was so exciting. And again, we're going to see fewer penalties, I think, continue like we saw last week, which is going to magnify the penalties that exist. Man, I just so think that, look, you've got to go with a guy who's got 2 Super Bowl rings already. You've got to take him at home in this situation. You have to.
I think it's going to be more than just the quarterback play. I think it's going to be the defenses. And I think
it is absolutely going to be the
Steelers'
defenses.
Defensive side of the ball. They're just a little bit more spry.
Ray Rice is going to have a heck of a time getting anything done on the ground.
Oh, gosh, you can't run on the Steelers.
You don't, and you generally don't run on the Ravens, but you have a better time running on the Ravens than you do the Steelers.
Yeah.
So that's just all there is to it, and there's no denying that fact. So Steven and I both like the Steelers in this game.
I think that my pick might be different if this game were in Baltimore. But
It might for me, too, but the fact is it ain't. It's in the Steel City.
Or it isn't.
It ain't. And the reason, you know, I think I misspoke. These two teams do hate each other. I am remembering
I think what you remember
they're
is
much more
earlier,
respectful of each other.
Earlier in the week, Ben Roethlisberger saying, I hate to play the Ravens because they're so good. Yeah, first of all, Ben, you can, you know, admire another team. You don't have to tell them the week before you play that they're good.
He's taking the anti-Rex Ryan school of thinking. Instead of going,
them.
I loathe and I vomit all over you. You guys are so sweet. You're so good. I love you. Man, you guys are awesome. You're the best.
Did he give him a juicy and a spicy and a
He's
delicious
so juicy
roll
and spicy.
Up
I want to roll you up in a taco.
Delicious.
Delicious. No, he didn't do that, but he could have.
Yeah.
Where's my Diet Pepsi, Steven?
I don't know.
I can't find it.
I don't know, Jeffrey, but
Come
you know
on.
What? If I move, I will squeak again with my earphone.
I know, your headphones squeak.
What I like Rex. I like Rex Ryan a lot.
I make it back there. If I fall down, I'm going to be really sorry.
Yeah, don't do that. I don't know, even know what you're doing in that chair.
I just like the way Tony Dorsett dances when my feet are on your
stop.
Pants.
If he falls back, I will hurt you. Okay, we both like the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to move on to the Saturday night game.
Saturday night special.
Where we head to the Dome in Atlanta as the Atlanta Falcons host the Green Bay Packers.
Bing, bing. I didn't know where you're going with
that. Oh, man.
Bing, bing.
You know what? If you just look at the numbers, Green Bay should destroy Atlanta. Just destroy them.
Uh-huh. There's only one little problem with the numbers.
Yeah, they don't always tell the truth.
They can be liars. Those numbers can be freaking liars.
Yeah.
What do you see to roll off the numbers for us?
Well, I see that they've got about 20 yards more, 25, 30 yards more per game of total offense than Atlanta. They throw the ball 35 to 40 yards more per game more than Atlanta. So that's saying Aaron Rodgers throws the ball more better than Matt Ryan. And they're almost dead even in rushing. And which is weird because Green Bay has not had a solid rushing attack. So
till Starks came along.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this is, you know, the whole
season. I know,
season.
It's cumulative.
And so you're thinking, where in the world was Michael Turner all year?
You know, Michael Turner was...
He's not the burner
anymore.
He
was hit and miss. He was hit and miss. Yeah. Even. And Snelling was getting the goal line carries and things like that regularly. And I just want to play a little bit of this. Oh, my gosh, I don't. I thought I did. This is going to become something nice in a moment. Or not. Oh, sock.
Oh.
For some reason, I can't play out of iTunes.
Yeah, don't do
Saturday
that
Saturday night's
again.
All right for fighting? Oh, that would have been fun.
All right for fighting. On the defensive side
How
of the ball.
Sucky.
On the defensive side of the ball, check
what's
this
going
out. The Falcons are allowing about 35 yards more per game to opponents than Green Bay is.
Total defense.
Total defense.
Okay. What about run versus pass? Do you have that breakdown?
I do. Once again, the Packers are only allowing 194 yards of passing per game, while Atlanta allows 227.
See, this is exactly this is what has me very confused about this game, Steven, is the numbers you're rattling off. It seems that everybody knows that the Green Bay Packers are a superior team. Okay. Right?
Yes.
That's your chair squeaking.
Yes. Well, you got to remember about the Packers and why one of the reasons why they didn't win their division. They had a couple games get away from them.
Yeah.
They went to overtime with Washington, and they lost that one somehow. Then there was the Aaron Rodgers getting concussed a couple times.
Uh-huh.
So he had to miss a couple games, and they lost those. So it's a tricky situation with the Green Bay Packers.
In spite of that, they put up these huge stats.
Yes, they did put up some decent numbers.
I mean... They're fifth against the pass.
This
in the
is going to be. You know what? I suspect all of these games are going to be great because even Chicago, Seattle, you do not know what to expect. You do not know what to expect in that.
It's time for
game.
Steven, guess the line.
This one,
because love isn't always on time. So guess the line.
Atlanta -4,
2.5.
Wow,
it's
less
a Trisha
than a
special
field
upset
goal.
Special.
Trisha upset special. If you take the Falcons, yes,
that's right. Less than a field goal.
Isn't
that interesting?
That is very interesting.
So basically, everybody in the world
did it
knows.
Open at that?
I will give you the open here momentarily. The open was -1.
So people.
Money is flowing toward the Packers.
No, it's flowing towards Atlanta.
No, because the line's getting more in Atlanta's. No,
it's getting more in the Packers' favor.
Oh, that's right. That's right. See, when that
Trisha
special
in.
Upset special, that's where it gets confusing.
One. It is a tricky
that's
one.
That's why I get confused, kiddo. I'm talking specifically to my sister when I say kiddo.
Yes.
She knows. I'm talking to her.
This game is going to be, look, if Starks wasn't a fluke last week.
How do we know?
And he comes into this football game and is for real and puts up the similar performance. Green Bay Packers are going to win this game.
No. If we have a stark reality reciting, this game is a slam dunk because I know Green Bay can handle Michael Turner. I know that. Now, if they go goal line, I would like to see Green Bay's red zone numbers. I'm really curious about that, and I'm not suspecting that you should be able to pull those out of your
rear
end.
Yeah, I don't have them.
So that's okay. But what I'm saying is when they go to a goal line situation within the red zone, I do think the Snelling edge is significant. To have a battering back like that that you can hand the ball off to, who's really a fullback, and he's just such a big guy, bang, he pops it in there. That's really hard to stop.
Well, I can tell you that back in Week 12, the Green Bay Packers traveled to Atlanta and found themselves 3 points short of winning the game.
They did,
they
and it was a heck of a game.
17, Aaron Rodgers led the Packers all the way back to tie the game near the end,
And then what happened? They gave
Matty
up
ice.
Let's look at
that game. And let's look at the fan love of that game. What is that score?
That score of that
zero,
game
see?
Was 87.
87. I went up to 100 for a second. What was that?
I clicked the wrong place.
Okay, I'm like, come on. No, that was one of the better games of the season.
Yeah, it was. 87 was pretty good.
They had a big game-winning drive at the end, and it was cool.
Yeah, well, here's he. Oh, now I remember.
This comes back to Steven so fast.
Now I remember. So here's the deal. So, yeah. So Green Bay, literally with like 2 minutes left in the game, there was a minute 54. They drove down the field, scored a touchdown, Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson, of all people.
Love the Jordy.
To tie the game 17-17, and they left 56 seconds on the clock.
That's way too much time. Not
you know
it
what,
was
Jeffrey?
In this case.
You know how many seconds the Colts left for the Jets last weekend?
Yeah, I know.
56 seconds.
I know. I saw it again on NFL replay tonight, and I'm just dumbfounded.
All right. So anyway,
you put a little too much on the kickoff return on that Cromartie.
Antonio
had.
Cromartie.
He got most of the yards. I'm not denying that. However, Mark Sanchez still had to come in and deliver a couple of really good passes.
Okay.
And his receivers were widely unchallenged and were open. They were playing off coverage for some reason, and they ran little hook routes, and boom, 10 yards, boom, 10 yards. It's like, seriously, you're going
to
give him the underneath
him
stuff? He got him to midfield.
If he gets stopped at the 30, you know what the Jets do? They kneel and they go to overtime.
Yeah.
He got him to midfield, and that's all they needed.
Okay, but we're back, week 13?
Week 12 week of 12. This season. So then, anyways, let me just read you the plays. Matt Ryan to Roddy White for 9 yards. Matt Ryan to Jenkins for 4. Matt Ryan to Hugh Douglas for 4.
Who?
Douglas, yeah.
Hugh?
Matt Ryan to Douglas again for 3 yards. That put them at the Green Bay 29. Oh, what I forgot to mention is that Crosby returned the kick 74 yards to the Green Bay 30. That's what happened. I forgot all about that. That's right.
Okay, well, here's...
So Green Bay tied it 17-17 with 56 seconds left, and on the ensuing kickoff, it was returned all the way to the Green Bay 30.
Right.
That, you're almost... your field goal range
exactly.
already.
Exactly, and I think... who's their kicker? Not Matt Flynn?
No.
I'm
Bryant.
Matt Bryant. I knew it was a Matt.
You had the Matt. You just didn't... It was the Bryant.
Yeah, Ryan and...
Brian kicked a 47-yard field goal.
With 9 seconds left, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. 13 seconds left, and boom, game over.
Okay, now here's my issue.
What is the issue?
That, to me, that game versus Green Bay is what gave them the official mystique that they cannot lose at home.
Yes, because they won another game that way.
Right, against a really good team. They had... Tampa Bay, they beat. Baltimore, they beat at home. And then it was Green Bay.
It was the Baltimore game. It was the Baltimore game that they
and
beat.
And this, basically, everybody took the Packers.
Right.
And they showed, no, we cannot lose. Matty Ice is near perfect at home.
Yes.
And then what happens on Monday Night Football, 2 days after Christmas, the New Orleans Saints go in there and go, not so fast.
Yeah.
Not so fast. 17-14. The New Orleans Saints went in there and still had their playoff hopes looking good until they were crushed last week up in Seattle. And they showed, and this is my concern, although they would go on to beat Carolina in week 17 in a virtually meaningless game because they'd already secured home field throughout the playoffs. To me, again, I'm going to go against youth and Matt Ryan and say I believe that he had his confidence rattled. Because I remember an interview very distinctly with him from earlier in the season after that Green Bay game where he just said, there's just something about playing here. When we take the field, we know we won't lose. We can't lose. He said that. I remember that after that game. And I'm like, wow, I mean, that was so powerful. It scared me. And honestly, I'm like, and home field is likely to go through Atlanta, I'm thinking at the time. They're going all the way to the Super Bowl. In fact, I think I've had them in the Super Bowl for the last month and a half on TV, haven't I?
Yeah.
they keep, give us your quick take. And I go, Patriots, Falcons, boom, done. But you know what, Steven? I think that game against the Saints hurt them. And I think confidence is everything at this point in the season. And I think they had their confidence undermined because their last meaningful game, they lost at home.
So you're taking Green Bay.
I'm taking Green Bay.
Well, you're going to find it difficult. You're going to find it difficult ground? To pick up ground. Because
dang it!
I, too, am taking Green Bay. I think that the Packers are destined.
We agreed on everything last week and we were wrong.
Destined.
I liked the Green Bay Packers in the preseason.
Destiny.
What I saw in the preseason, they still haven't done.
You didn't take them.
Take them as what?
As your team. You went with Houston.
I was told I couldn't go back to Green Bay.
Who told you that?
I think you did.
And you
nice. And you listened to me? Yeah.
Okay. Well,
timestamp that because that was pretty funny. Did you listen to me?
Yes. Nice.
Yeah, I listened to you, Steven, and you greatly influenced me. That's all, just right, all there
so
is
there
to it.
There you go. So we both have the Packers.
I so want to make up ground. I desperately need to make up ground.
Well, I suspect maybe, just maybe, this is the game where you get to do it. The Seattle Seahawks travel to Chicago to face the Bears. Well,
the volume was all down for me trying to play a song through iTunes. It was butchered and all noise and garbly.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
That's why we took the damn field. You want to crown them? You crown them.
The Bears.
I love that.
Chicago Bears bite on. What?
You're going to get the email.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to get the email.
Chicago Bears bite on.
No, it's buy now.
Buy now?
But they're trying to improve the economy. Chicago Bears buy now.
As opposed to sell now?
Yes. Buy.
No, bite down.
Oh, bite.
Down.
They're eating.
Yes. Oh, they're bears. What do bears do?
Bear down.
Bite down. Whatever.
Bear down. Steven.
Something.
Bear down.
I don't care.
It's bear. I don't care. I respect you as much as I do a can of tuna. Okay.
I am in a weird mood tonight. Let's
exercise. All the endorphins have gone straight to his brain and made him silly. Yeah,
endorphin machine. Here we go. Seahawks. Seahawks.
Why?
Why? Just because they are that team this year.
They are that team.
Not saying they're going to the Super Bowl, but they are that team. They are that team that somehow they're going to find themselves in the NFC Championship game, and everybody's going to be like, how?
And Steven's going to say, I told you. They're that team.
They're that team.
I told you. I've been saying this, and no one's been listening.
They're going to go in. Okay, if they got anything out of last week, this beatdown of the Saints was a huge confidence swagger. They're going to go into Chicago with a swagger, and they're going to go in with a double swagger because you know what? They're going to say, we already beat you down once in this stadium back in week 6. We came in here. Nobody gave us a shot. And what did we do? We walked out of here with a win. And now we just beat down the defending Super Bowl champions. And you think Jay freaking Cutler is going to scare me? No. And they're just that team. They're going to come in with that confidence and that swagger. And they're going to take it to the Bears.
Guess the line. Bow, 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 bow.
And this is going to be crazy.
Love isn't always on time.
Bears minus 10.
High five.
See? But you know what? And all week long, and this is my point exactly, all week long again, all Seattle is hearing is they can't go into Chicago and win. They're not good enough to go into Chicago and win. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to go into Chicago and win. And people are going to be like, huh?
They're not going to be, huh?
Yeah, they're going to be like, they're going to go into Chicago and win. And people are going to be like,
what?
I think mine's louder.
What?
Yeah, mine's a little fuller.
Just,
You just do have a loud. Yeah. Well, you made me turn down my stuff.
I didn't mean to make you turn down your stuff. Yeah, turn up your Elena or your Emma all the way. So, Steven, here's the problem. The problem is that you come into my house and you rob me, and leave me all bound and gagged and run out. Shame on you for being a bad guy. You come into my house and you do that to me again. Shame on me. My daddy used to say that.
Yes, I remember that saying.
Do you remember my dad saying it?
No, not to me. Somebody else said it to me.
Maybe my dad said it a lot. Maybe it's a thing all dads say.
Yeah.
Maybe we should be saying fool it to our
once,
kids.
Shame on me. Fool me twice.
No. Fool me once. Shame on you.
Fool me twice. Shame on me.
This is that game.
Yeah.
This is that game. They are that team, but this is that game.
And you're saying
this
that
is that game.
You're saying the Bears can't be fooled twice? Oh, yes, they can.
I'm saying
I haven't forgotten the Bears. I took the Bears to win that game in week 6, and they let me down. I haven't forgotten that.
Steven, you missed a lot of picks this year.
And that's why I hate the Bears. Oh, why you got to do that to me, man? I'm in the middle of my tirade. Yes, you're right. But you know why? Because most of them were freaking Bears games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're the pride and joy of Illinois.
Chicago Bears, bite down. I'm going to say bite down.
That's fine.
Thank you.
And trust me, if the Bears biting, I don't want my hand anywhere near it. So, it's no disrespect, certainly, to say
Seattle
that.
Seattle Seahawks.
The Chicago Bears.
And I am even challenging you. I am daring you. Go ahead and make this the challenge game because
probably,
I know.
I may not have a choice.
I know, Jeffrey, 100%. 100%. You disrespect a football club like that for 2 straight weeks in a row. Tell them they ain't worth it. They shouldn't be here. They can't got no shot. And you know what that does to a man, especially professional athletes? They turn it up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happened in New Orleans. I was watching that game. I was like, Seattle's just playing at another level. And until New
They're
Orleans
playing angry.
And until New Orleans matches that intensity, they ain't gonna win this game.
And it was too late.
And then all of a sudden you get Marshawn Lynch at the end with his beast. He came out beast mode.
And what did he say? Get off me!
Get off me, dude! Boom! And that's exactly the mentality that the Seattle Seahawks are gonna take at the Bears. They're gonna be all like, get off me, dude, and they're gonna be mad again. And then finally people are gonna be like, huh, maybe Seattle's not all that bad. And then that's when they ease up and they lose in the championship game.
I see the kickoff and...
Do not kick to Hester. Do.
And boom. I know Seattle thinks they're special teams, all that in a bag of chips. But Devin Hester...
You know what you all might be saying? Do not kick to Hester. Do not kick to Leon Washington.
Leon's good.
Against the Saints last
Leon
week.
Leon is one of the more unknown people in the NFL. And you know him out here on the West Coast if you live out here. But... Leon special.
Chicago would be saying, do not kick the Leon Washington. As a matter of fact, in New Orleans, they went out of their way to try and avoid Washington.
We're
doing little bloop kicks.
Yes, they were.
And giving the Seattle Seahawks great field position at the 35, 40. Because
agreed.
They weren't kicking the
They were afraid of him.
Don't kick the Leon Washington. Fine, we won't kick the Hester, but you better not kick the Washington.
Of course, it is cliche, but the biggest concern in Chicago is with their offensive line.
Yes. And I'm telling you, Pete Carroll's going to unleash that defense on Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler may not even finish the game. You remember the Giants game? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right now. Seattle's going to be like, everybody's coming.
Seattle's defense, SUCKS, generally.
Up until last week.
And then, you know, Anzona did this a couple years ago, where their defense was crap until the postseason came along.
And then
they turned it on.
Everybody disrespected them. Everybody said they had no shot.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what they're doing here with Seattle. And
look, I'm worried.
I'm not getting fooled this week.
Won't get fooled again.
No.
Because
I went out to you. I was like, they ain't got nothing. Nothing. They're U-G-L-Y, U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. They're ugly. They shouldn't be in the playoffs.
And your mama dressed you funny.
And now Seattle's saying, look at this now. And they're walking with the swagger. And I tell you what. Marshawn Lynch going to come out with beast mode again?
So should we book our air travel to Seattle for the NFC Championship
Seattle,
game?
Seattle, Green Bay. You better call the people in the tickets and get us credentials.
We don't have any money.
Seattle at Green Bay.
How long a drive?
Are we done? Are our funds exhausted for the Super Bowl? Well,
given how much we're going to spend on shipping for the Super Bowl,
what?
All this
Why
gear.
Ship?
By the way, just count them down, folks.
Let's just
after
drive.
This
Let's
show,
just drive to Dallas.
After the show, four more shows before we break for the Super Bowl, because we actually have to ship this stuff to the Super Bowl because we don't have like redundant gear. Okay,
yes.
So you'll get a full Super Bowl preview. We promise. But then all the gear is going in boxes and getting shipped to Dallas.
Well, the Super Bowl preview is actually going to be, we're going to actually record it in Dallas.
Oh, we will do our final, we hope to do daily updates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so for Super Bowl week, we got you guys covered. And we, dude, the people we are going to bring to you, oh my gosh, OMG, off the charts, exclamation point, the little less than sign, And then the D for the big smile, yes. Okay?
And show donors, I just want to say I've been really bad at getting stuff up for you.
Really?
I have been. Okay. I have been. But I tell you what, Super Bowl week, you guys are going to get some nice stuff.
Nice stuff.
Video. Okay, we're talking video stuff.
But can I just be honest about what they're going to actually get?
What?
We've got Super Bowl rings for every show donor.
Why are you lying to me?
Because I love lying.
You
the more outrageous the lie, the more fun it is.
No, but I'm talking about video. We're gonna get the camera. We're gonna video our booth. We're gonna everyone we talk with.
Boobs.
Our booth.
I just heard boo, and I'm like,
spoke
what?
Clearly.
No, you did, but it was where you might have gone. You hear boo. I'm like,
that
no,
word's
no,
just
no.
been on your mind all day. I mean, you started with the URL,
boobs. Maybe it's because. You got me obsessing about my own, okay?
Yeah.
Let's be. Well, it's a mammary issue.
You're going to be all right.
It's a mammary issue.
They're not going to fly high enough to hit you in the face.
I won't get any black eyes.
No,
will
you
I get
won't
a fat
get,
lip?
That is a possibility.
That's my point.
They just not make that. They won't get up to the eyes, I promise.
At least.
You got to break up. You got to break Rich Eisen's record.
Well, then let me run it in a suit because
no,
if it's going to be fair,
no.
Rich wore a suit.
He did, but you.
He's such a better athlete than me. He plays basketball like several times a week.
He ran I think he ran like a 6.5 or something.
I could do it under 8.
It's going to take you 8 seconds to run a 40?
Might.
Wow.
1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. It might. It might.
Okay. All right.
I mean, how much of the field am I seeing up there in old Texas Stadium on that picture that you have up there?
What do you
how
mean?
Much of the field am I seeing?
That's
Where's 40 yards?
That final number is 40.
That's what I thought. So I'm picturing there to the goal line. And you know, the funny thing about 40 yards isn't very long until you're trying to run it. And I'm speaking to somebody who's done it recently.
Yeah.
Well, how long was your shuttle? Was that a 20?
20, 25 yards.
See, that was far.
It was 25. That was 25
that
yards.
That was far.
One way.
Yeah, that was far, yes. Steven.
Yes.
I'm good for running 6 yards. 40's a long. I might have to take a break.
You get to
have
the
some
20.
Some hydration.
Drink a Gatorade and
yeah,
then run
and then
the
go.
Other 20.
And if we could pause.
Not the way it works. Not the way it works.
What if I fall down at the end like you did? That's bad. That's bad. Especially, dude, is this going to be a nicer field than an El Paso field, which is dirt, right?
It's going to be.
Because when I fall, I don't
want
to.
It's going to be a MacArthur High School. It's a football
real
field.
Real grass.
I think it's turf.
Field turf sucks to fall on.
It's turf,
a
man.
Naked body.
Ooh, I forgot all about that. Don't fall.
Then I'm going to freaking walk and make it take a minute.
No. You have to run a 40.
I will run a 40, but give me a nice landing surface when I fall.
All right. I'll call my buddy at MacArthur and see if it's if grass.
If there's grass somewhere, I just.
You don't want me to take you to University of Dallas.
They got grass?
Yes, but it's school's in session. I mean.
Steven, do you realize how little of my dignity is left after this? The answer is none. None dignity
hey,
is left.
What were you going to do to me? You were going to take all my dignity away last year if I lost?
I was going to incentivize you to get in shape.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I was doing it because I loved you.
I'm incentivizing you to get in shape and get ready to run the 40.
Steven, how is it that in... I'm going to say less than 4 weeks,
yeah.
Approximately 4 weeks from now, I'm supposed to be in shape.
You've known about this all year long. You've known what my punishment was going to be since week one.
I didn't think I was going to lose.
19 weeks ago.
I didn't think I was going to lose. And Ellis's do not lose weight that fast unless they're hooked up to a feeding bag. They're on a liquid diet.
Is that your mom right now?
She's lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
She's stoked.
Yeah.
My mom has never been more excited to be in hospital.
So that's what I need. I need a liquid diet. I need to do what Tom Hanks did.
And what do you do when you need the salty, 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 which you need every afternoon?
I don't need it every afternoon.
Bull crap, you don't.
The 41 days that I did my workout, that I started my workout.
Yeah. Did you beat the salty, salty craving?
I didn't do any salty, salty cravings.
Did you beat the craving?
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know if I beat the craving. Well, yeah, because I wasn't doing it. I didn't want it.
Okay. Now, what my mom has to do to lose the weight that she's lost in this short amount of time.
Yeah.
You should see her tongue. It's pretty gross.
Ooh.
Because not eating food or drinking anything for a month.
Yeah.
You get pasty mouth. She's not allowed to brush her teeth or anything.
Tom Hanks, you know, he lost like a ton of weight for Castaway.
For Castaway, right.
And he had like a nutritionist and there was
starve me to death, but keep me alive.
But keep me alive. Yeah, keep me healthy, but starve me to death. It's really weird.
Turn me into some freaky vegan.
Yeah, I know.
No, vegans aren't like that.
I'm going to be a freaky vegan. That's what I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I'm three pieces of lettuce and some water. And that's what I'm drinking and eating for the next until May.
And then your body goes into starvation mode and starts producing fat. Because your metabolism says, dude, we're starving.
And it actually starts eating your fat.
No, it can actually start making fat.
Well, that's true, too.
So you just make sure you're doing this with a doctor.
I am. It's okay. I'm not eating three pieces of lettuce.
All right. Because I could do that as long as I could have bacon.
Bacon. All right. So who do you got here? Seattle at Chicago. I think I've made it very clear why I am taking Seattle.
And Steven, to me, they're almost the more sensible choice. However, the fact of the matter remains that this Chicago Bears team is working. They're playing excellent defense. Their offensive line is not stout at all. Jay Cutler could easily return to. So basically, here's what it comes down to, Steven. Seattle cannot win this game, but Chicago can lose this game. John Madden said that tonight, and I really liked it. I think he's absolutely correct. Seattle can't win, but Chicago can lose. And that is when Jay Cutler returns to being the Jay Cutler that we all knew and hated and said that he is not a franchise quarterback. And he starts becoming pickopotamist and just throwing the ball all over the field in dangerous situations.
Pickopotamus.
And if he becomes that guy, they will lose the game. But
he might become that guy.
He may. But it's my hope that this return to a balanced offense under Mike Martz, where Mike Martz says, you know, I love to throw the ball and everything, but, you know, Matt Forte, he's can be Forte. And, boy, if we can manage the clock and if we can play good special teams.
They lost to Washington, dude.
A lot of people lost to Washington. It's really weird.
No, five people lost to Washington.
Yeah, but most of those were, like, reasonably good teams. That's my point. It's just a little – Washington's not a good benchmark. They were a wacky team this year.
Okay.
So – I'm not concerned about...
They lost to Seattle.
Whom have they lost to recently?
Well, they lost the last game of the season to the Packers.
And they were playing for... And again, the Packers are a better team than them. Right. We all know that. Just because they won the division doesn't mean that they were a better team.
They got beat down by the Giants.
The Packers, when they stumbled, And the Giants, again, were quarterback killers.
Yeah. And they killed the quarterback.
And their weakness is the offensive line. And so is Seattle's strength their defensive line?
They've got some pretty good defensive players.
The guys they have, their front guys are not
dominant. Hey, they got, the Drew Brees a couple times. They made Drew Brees throw some picks.
They did, but they were playing above their heads. And if, yes, it could be the Arizona Cardinals from a few years ago. But I am going to just stop my figuring, and I'm going to settle in on the Bears, and I'm going to have to like it. I've always admired the Bears, but I do not admire Jay Cutler at all. But I'm going to roll with him.
Roll with the Bears.
And he has minimized his mistakes of late. Now, it is generally the biggest stage where he commits his most egregious mistakes. And welcome to the biggest stage of his career, if I'm not mistaken. Has he ever been in this situation?
Big
no, because he's with the Broncos, no. So he never made the playoffs. This is his first playoff game.
No, he made a playoff game, I think, but he lost with Denver.
I want to know those numbers because that's going to be far more telling.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe, just because, Steven, that's going to be far more telling. If he threw six interceptions, see, here's the thing. He can throw two, and that's going to be fine. They can absorb that because their defense is so good and they can run the ball. But if he really turns into the Jay Cutler that we all know and hated, then really bad things can happen. And well, I'm not.
Remember, this is his second year with Chicago. Last year, they did nothing.
Well, absolutely. But this year, though, they added Mike Martz as your offensive coordinator. And now, boom, we're supposed to be all that in a bag of chips. And I don't know. And then Mike Martz has a lot of playoff experience, and he seems to have tailored. He's tailored this offense around the personnel finally. Instead of doing what he does, he's doing what the team is good at, and he's adapted, which I'm really surprised because I haven't seen him do that before. And now I think they're content to run the ball a lot more and eat up clock and keep the other team's offense on the sideline. I think that's working out well for them.
No, I think this is Cutler's first playoff game.
I think it is too.
It is his first playoff game. When he was with the Broncos, he did not guide them to the playoffs.
His desire, and I'm being sarcastic, but this is how it looks. His desire to throw interceptions is so extreme.
You're thinking maybe it's his desire to not want to throw an interception, which causes him to throw an interception.
So it's like when he's you're learning to drive,
I don't want to throw an interception.
Oncoming you're on a two-lane highway, and there's oncoming traffic, and it's nighttime. What do? You look away from the lights. You look at your own shoulder of the road. Because if you look at the lights that are coming towards you, you will hit them.
I see.
You tend to drive where you're looking. And that's, you never learned that little
don't
tip?
Don't look into the lights.
Mommy's not in the light. Mommy's dead. Yes. Okay?
Don't go into the light.
Because mommy's dead.
And then later on, she goes, go into the light.
Run to the light. Make up your freaking mind. Which is it? Go to the light or not? I'm just a kid. Dang.
So, I just want to let you know that my daughter's in the TV, and you know I didn't want you to think that I killed her or anything. I just wanted to let you know that you know she's in the TV, and we're leaving, but you know she's not coming to school anymore.
Do you have HBO?
Mr. Murphy, didn't you try to save your daughter? I did. I changed the channel. It didn't work. I'm out.
Thanks, Eddie Murphy there. Okay, now...
well, he's right. He was right. That bit was great.
For those who want to lay a flutter on this game, I say...
Seattle. Take Seattle and the 10.
Take Seattle and the 10 by all means. For those looking to pick the winner, good luck. I'm rolling with the Bears. Steven's rolling with the Seahawks.
Yep.
And that brings us to the final game of the weekend.
Is it true, though, Jeffrey, that most horror movies, white people just invite more white people to the house?
And then individually they go off to look at those weird noises that they hear?
Why don't they go as a group?
Two of them do go off to have sex somewhere.
Yes.
And then they get stabbed from underneath the bed.
Yeah, they're all dead, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But
why is it that when white people get together in groups, a couple of them have to go off and have sex?
Well, because it
happens. I've been white for most of my life, and when I go to a party, and there's, as far as I know, no one runs off and has sex during the party.
Oh, God. I just remember Poltergeist. It's like, and Poltergeist, they just invited more white people to come in. They invited the little white lady and the scientists. And they all just come together and just to experiment on the possessed house. Why is that? Because if it was me, I'd just walk in and be like, get out. Too bad we can't stay, honey. We got to go. I love that bit. Oh, look at the chandelier. This place is beautiful. It's just, there's blood coming out of the ceiling. I got to go.
That is a sensible approach.
I mean, that would be me. I'd be like, huh, that's not working. All right, final game of the weekend, Jeffrey. We head to... Foxborough.
Did I scare you?
Where the New England Patriots host the New York Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets.
You got the cadence all wrong.
I don't know. Maybe. You know, this is the game between the guys that are having fun. They're playing football. They love it. And the other ones that are just like, hi-ho. It's off to work we go. Boo, 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 boo. Hi-ho. We can't say anything because our coach will kick us in the booty. Do, 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 do. Hi-ho.
There you go.
So it's a, it's basically, do you want the fun, loose bunch that the coach just, he gives them swagger. He gives them, if you go to the Jets and you don't have swagger, Rex gives you swagger.
He actually has it in a bottle.
Yeah, he does. He just says, drink this. You got swagger now, kid.
Go. What's with this five-hour formula, five-hour energy formula? No, it's not. It's called Rex Swagger.
I'm serious. That's what I mean. In, I think it, what's going to catch the Patriots here is their youth on the defensive side of the ball.
Agreed, but this defense has matured.
It has matured. But you know what, Jeffrey?
What?
This defense hasn't experienced playoff atmosphere.
Playoff atmosphere. There's something but you about know what everybody guys. Else in that organization has.
Yeah, well, no. Okay, Brady, Welker, Branch, and who else?
Your coaching staff?
Coaching staff, last time I checked, don't get on the football field and play.
No, they prepare you.
Okay.
So my quote of the day comes from Antonio Cromartie. He was asked about Brady pointing to the Jets sideline after throwing a touchdown pass on the first play of the fourth quarter that gave New England a 38-3 lead. And again, the Jets, they were humiliated the last time these two teams met.
Oh, and by the way, don't you think they remember that?
They remember quite well. And so Cromartie goes on to say, we see that a lot. He does it a lot, Cromartie told the Daily News. That's the kind of guy he is. We really don't give a damn, to tell you the truth. Then, asked what kind of guy Brady is, Cromartie says, he's a blank hole.
Yep.
He said this to the New York Daily News.
Yep.
He called him an a-hole.
Yep.
And did not use those words. He used the real words. That's what I think about him. I really don't give a damn about him. He reiterated, I don't have to play against him. I play against the receivers. And then when asked about it, Tom Brady says, I've been called worse. I'm sure there's a lot of people who feel that way.
Yep.
Tom Brady is growing on me a little bit.
Nope.
And not in the bad way. He's growing on me. The hair is not growing on me at all. I got my hair cut today. You didn't even notice. I'm looking sexy.
Nice haircut.
I'm looking sexy and good. Tom, get your hair cut. However, that being said, Tom has just his pure competence as a quarterback. And I don't care what it is. Rex Ryan came out earlier in the week and says, look, Peyton Manning's somebody you fear because Peyton Manning's out there doing it by himself. Brady needs his hand held practically with all the coaching and things like that that Belichick gives him. That's why he's as good as he is. It's not because he's that competent. And Brady, I mean, they've just been piling on this week. And I know there's a lot of intentionality on Ryan's part in doing this. He's trying to get people out of their game, thinking too much, instead of doing the hi-ho, hi-ho, which you suggested, which is the New England Patriots way of playing football. Just very workmanlike. We go and we work, and we come away with rings.
Well, I haven't come away with a ring in a while.
They haven't had a ring in a while. And I think the window for Tom Brady, just like Peyton Manning, is starting to narrow.
Starting to close.
And he's locked up his new contract. Peyton hasn't. And this scared me today to think that Peyton Manning could leave the Indianapolis Colts.
He's not going anywhere.
I know. Jim Irsay will make sure that he does not. But he hasn't tweeted that effect in a while. And you were talking about his wacky tweets on the last show. I am concerned that they are going to let this go into 2011 and the collective bargaining.
Look, there's no CBA right now. Why are you giving anybody a contract?
Because
you may never play football ever again. Football may be done.
Yeah. Because Peyton Manning means so much to you that you will give him money regardless. And that's how Irsay used to talk about Peyton Manning. And now he says, we're going to take a wait and see approach. But that's another story. Tom Brady has had his payday. He's all that. He's fantastic. I think he's great. I think he's got the weapons, and I do think the Jets are going to come after him. They're going to harass him. But you know what? I do believe that a harassed Tom Brady eventually finds a way to beat you, and I believe that the New England Patriots will beat the New York Jets, Stephen.
All right. Well, there's another game for you to pick because I'm taking the Jets.
Now, the smart money here says to stay away from those darn Seattle Seahawks because they are that team. I agree with Steven. But I believe this is that game. So just remember that, the distinction between this is that team, but this is that game. And that's what you're really torn between here. Here what we have is Rex Ryan and all of his bravado coming into New England. I'm talking an awful lot here.
You are. Well, these teams split this season.
Exactly.
So, you know, the Jets pulled the Patriots took a 14-0 lead on the Jets and then never scored again and lost 28-14.
Right.
Yeah, on Monday night, they spanked the Jets.
Humiliated.
And you know what? That was one of those games where if you maybe just don't run it up a little bit and point your finger at the bench
at
the other way.
Bench, multiple just, times in the game, they go, you know what? We got the crap beaten out of us.
But,
and I was right about, by the way, I still want to raise my fist up about that and fist pump myself for being completely right about what Rex Ryan would say after that game. You know, I was just a good old-fashioned ass whooping, and we just had it handed to us.
They did.
And we were out-coached, we were out-played.
That's
going to
happen
sorts
again?
You know how much he likes saying that? He don't like saying that at all.
And that's what I'm saying. Do you think he's going to allow that to happen again?
Okay, everybody join me. It's time for Guess That Line. Guess That Line. Time to Guess That Line with Steve Miranda.
Ah! Patriots minus 7.
8.5.
I'm certainly taking the Jets.
I've been wanting to play it for so long that I hope I can find it quickly. Here it is.
NFL Rants and Raves, most dumbest wager line of the week.
I love that sound.
Yeah.
That's a good drop.
The dumbest wager line of the week.
It really is. 8.5? Seriously? Well, see, last time they beat them by over 30 points. The line should really be closer to 30.
Yeah.
That's obviously the logic that went into this.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Look, I'm taking New England, but again, just like with the Seahawks, I would take the Jets and the points. Thank you.
I'm taking the Jets and the points. I'm taking the Jets
straight up.
Friend. Jeffrey leaves you two games
to choose from.
You could take the Patriots to beat the Jets.
I strongly suspect I will get one of these.
Or you could take the Bears. To take Seattle.
I seriously, seriously believe I will get one of these.
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty confident right now.
You ain't going 4-0, and I ain't going 1-3 again.
It's a possibility. You never know.
It ain't going to happen.
It's a possibility.
Do you know who I am?
I may go 4-0 this week. This may be the week.
It may be, but it won't be. And so I'm going to roll with the team that
we have any we got any dollars
and done that.
Let's get some dollars out. I got a dollar. I go 4-0. That's how confident I am.
I'm all over that.
You put a dollar out there. Yeah. All right, put your dollar.
That's nonsense. That's
a dollar in the bucket.
I may even have a dollar this time. Ta-da!
All right.
A dollar.
I go 4-0. I get $2.
Holla for a dollar.
Do we need any more dollar preps?
Propositions? No, we just need to go to Vegas. And how are we going to get the girls there?
Can we go dollars on? Can we go a dollar on Seattle, Chicago? Have you decided yet what the challenge game is?
It's going to be the Patriots. It's going to be the Patriots.
So you're taking the Patriots as a challenge game?
The Patriots as a challenge game.
What if I changed over to the Patriots?
It's too late. You already declared your intentions, and you've already mocked me.
I did mock you, but now that I'm thinking about it.
We're talking about the New England freaking Patriots.
I know, but I did say earlier in the season that I was never going against them again.
And I have been saying for a long time that the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl and winning it.
Yeah,
now,
no, that's
I'm not,
not
sure happening. I'm sticking to that.
Yeah.
However, for this week, I'm rolling with them. I'm rolling with the boys from Boston.
So I guess if I take the Patriots, then you're stuck with Chicago, Seattle.
That's fine.
Can I take a minute to discuss with my advisors?
With your advisors? Yeah, just...
I'm asking my daughter, because she's been on fire.
She's asleep. Don't worry, we only have 5 shows before the Super Bowl.
All right, so I'm going to go to my advisor here, Patriots Jets.
He wants to phone a friend.
I'm phoning a friend, Patriots Jets. What do you suspect? Is Len asleep, by the way?
He wants to wake the girl. It's 10:39.
I'm going to go ask her.
Do you want me to go with my head or my heart?
I want you to tell me who you would pick
be
in this game.
Careful. It's my
because
heart.
I'm pretty sure your heart says Jets and your head says Patriots.
You're talking about
that
Mission Viejo High School. Come on.
Mission Viejo High School. Fight on to win this game.
Fight, fight, fight.
We are the scarlet and the gold. Victors ever strong and bold. Oh, we're out to win this ball game. Proudly our banners fly.
Hi.
Diablo spirit never fails. Go Mission Viejo High. Hey.
I may have to play that for Mark.
Oh, dude, then just have her do it and leave my part out.
Yeah, because you totally messed it up.
I butchered it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so your heart's saying Jets, your head's saying Patriots.
Yeah.
I think I'm with you on that one, so I think I'm gonna change my pick officially.
Be careful. It's my heart.
But I can't be to blame for your decision. I need to stay out of it.
All right, could you go ask Elena for me?
She's been asleep for an hour and a half. And you're interrupting my big love.
Oh, God.
Wow. Now we know what Trisha does while we make show.
Yeah, she has big love without me. Wow.
Watching Solo. Big love.
Oh, watching big love. Okay. I was a little nervous there.
Which
thank
you didn't want to watch.
Thank you, honey. Yes. Right. It's a really weird show.
It's actually
about a
good
man with three wives. But
so
okay.
I just found out, Trisha, that The Social Network is an Aaron Sorkin thing.
Duh.
How did I? No
Duh.
One told me this.
I told you this, but you don't listen to me when I talk to you.
What?
Okay. All right. Let's have this off air. We got to finish it up. We're an hour 40 now.
I'm an Aaron Sorkin fiend.
Okay. Aaron Sorkin.
His footprint was all over that movie from the opening line.
And I haven't seen it.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's why
it.
I didn't
Heart
know.
Jets.
And now I got to watch it.
So you didn't see it?
No. This is my point, Steven.
All right. I am okay, but I'm taking the dollar off the proposition. I'm taking the dollar.
What's
off.
That about?
Well, I'm going to the. I'm.
You're
I'm
not
going
to go 4-0, but you're
going to
flip
to
a pick.
I'm going to the Patriots.
So therefore, we're not betting a dollar that you go 4-0 because you're sure
right.
you're not going 4-0
because I
because
am going,
you're
going
to lose this game. So you want to lose a game. So you're going to come over to my side of the fence. That makes sense. And I just put my wallet away, and now I'm bringing it out again to put it away.
Well, I think I'm doing it to force you to take Chicago.
Whatever.
You're taking Chicago?
I don't have a choice.
You can go to Seattle.
It worked.
And we're all worked. You could take Seattle and we're all in agreement.
Well, see, I'm the guy who's going 4-0 this week.
There's
the rub.
All right, so there you have it.
If it's not going to happen, then
Jeffrey and I are agreeing on 3 games. We both have Pittsburgh, the Patriots, and Green Bay, but are split in Chicago and Seattle. I've got the Seahawks. Jeffrey's got Chicago.
He just
likes
sticking me with Jay Cutler. That makes him feel good.
Yes. You got Jay Cutler, buddy. Fist pump.
Not so much.
Not so much?
Not so much.
Light bulb. All right. Anything else you would like to say before we get out of here? Because, you know, we're now approaching.
Answer me!
Answer me.
Yep.
All right, folks. That's all the time we have.
It's actually more than the time we have.
Jeffrey, just by the way, just
yeah,
so you know,
yeah.
I will be cheering for the Jets.
I'm going to cheer for the Jets.
So you will be cheering to lose your pick.
Mission and your pick. Dum-dum.
Darn it. Can't believe you're making me do this. You're making me do this.
The devil made me do it.
All right, that's all the time we have. It's Steven Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Good night, people.